Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In a week where Adam Zampa messed up a mancat and was booed by the MCG crowd for his sloppy execution, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Third umpire director, got a review for run out. We want to check whether the bowler's arm has gone past the vertical. That's satisfied the law for run out at the bowler's end.
This is interesting.
Roll it through, roll it through, roll it through, roll it through. Roll it through further. Now, his arm's gone past the vertical, therefore not out.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and that was Adam Zampa messing up a mancat.
Did his fingers touch the grass? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I think they were very close to the grass. Yeah, you got well through it. So yeah. Yes, so we're well into the BBL now, and this has been pretty much the highlight, right? This mancat attempt from Adam Zampa.
Definitely. Yes. I mean, we didn't know that he had this stored away inside him, and we can look out for it on every future occurrence.
Yeah. Well, we knew Mitchell Starc was warning the South Africa batters, but he wasn't game enough to go through with it. Adam Zampa, he should be the next Australian spin bowler. I don't know why he wasn't playing at the SCG with this form.
Yeah, that's right. And that was Green Melbourne versus Red Melbourne, right?
Yep, the Melbourne Derby. So of the two sides, the Renegades, the Red Melbourne team, they started with three wins, then four losses, then as we record, two wins. So they're wildly inconsistent. But the Stars are much more consistent, right?
Yeah, they're just losing.
Pretty much every single game. Yes.
So that's one. Wonderful.
So in the game they played here, the Stars did lose to the Renegades. Adam Zampa tried to mancad Tom Rogers and he completely messed it up. And in the joke at the beginning of the podcast, we did say that the crowd booed Zampa's sloppy execution, but we don't mean that he was put to death in a messy way because of this mancad attempt, right?
No, although I think if Kettleborough had been officiating, that may well have happened.
Yes.
But no, it's definitely not. A friend of the podcast, Beth, said the controversy should be clearly that Zampa doesn't practice bowler runouts often enough.
Yes, definitely. He completely messed it up. Brett Lee wasn't happy with it, though. He said a lot of people think it's unsportsmanship-like.
Oh, what a hot take.
Unsportsmanship-like, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's unsportsmanship-like, but I do prefer it when Adam Zampa runs out the non-striker with his face rather than Iron Man Cad.
He's good at that too, isn't he?
Yes.
Anyway, Tom Rogers, I think since the Man Cad attempt, Tom Rogers has really come in leaps and bounds for the Renegades, right?
Yeah, he got all fired up by this attempt and he blasted through the Stars batting. He came out and took a 5-wicket haul, including the wicket of Tom Rogers, which was very entertaining.
It was very confusing.
It was very confusing, but a good night for Tom Rogers. He was the main player of the match, but a less good night for Tom Rogers.
Yeah, that's terrible that there could be two of them in Victoria now. this. One of them needs to move.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think extrapolating from the exponential growth seen in the BBL so far, I think by the time of the final, every single member of the crowd, match officials, players, they'll all be named Tom Rogers.
Yeah, one of them needs to reverse it and just be Roger Toms.
Yeah, well, that works too.
Yeah, it does work. It does work.
And of course, after the man-cat attempt, everyone got worked up for a while and, you know, the usual arguments for and against came out. But I did quite enjoy that one of the traditional arguments against calling it a man-cat, at least, has been taken away, because one of the traditional arguments has always been that the family of Vinu Mankad thought it denigrated his name somehow, despite the fact there's nothing wrong with a man-cat.
That was quite an urban myth, wasn't it?
Well, it's turned into one, because our grandson has now come out and said, no, he loves the name. It celebrates his grandfather. Fantastic. So now we've got these dueling family opinions, and I just think all the opinions should just be weighted based upon how close you are, you know, DNA-wise to Vinu Mankad, and then average all those out, and that's how we could decide whether the term Mankad's acceptable or not. Yeah. It is. Spoiler.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to discuss the series between Australia and South Africa, the final tests of the Australian summer.
Yes, yes. So this all pretty much took place while we were on holiday, a good chunk of it anyway. So, I mean, our major holiday was in New Zealand. That's where the two-day test in Brisbane took place, over and done with before we even really knew what was happening.
Yeah, that's right. That was quite convenient for us in a way.
It was, yes.
We didn't really have 5 days to spare to watch the cricket while we were watching the scenery, but...
Yes.
The highlight of that, there were lots of highlights of that two-day test, really. We should be thankful for South Africa for gifting us with that one.
Yes, I think the best summary of the test was Mitchell Starc being interviewed with his pads on at the end of a fourth innings run chase of 34. So I think that summed it up quite perfectly.
Yeah, and he was not coming up the order.
No, and then, of course, in the second test, we this was the test of finger injuries, right? So we had Mitchell Starc, previously mentioned, and Cameron Green. They both managed to damage their fingers and get ruled out of the third test.
And there was a threat at some point that Warner might have to come out and bowl some medium paces, right?
Yeah, very exciting. And Warner, of course, retired hurt during the test. So all these combinations of injuries and retired hurts meant whether we did have the delightful scene, this was the day we went into the MCG to watch it, of the number 6 and 7 batting together after numbers 8 and 9 had already mid-dismissed. So you don't see that very often.
No, it's a good reversal of the order.
What other highlights do we have in the second test?
Well, Spider-Cam was a definite highlight, crashing into Nokia at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocking him over. Nokia-ing him over.
Yeah, Nokia-ing him over. It was quite a hit. I mean, the woke left then got, you know, all up in arms about it. They started calling for Spider-Cam to be cancelled just because, you know, it's out of control and crashing into cricketers.
Yeah.
I think Nokia should have just been more alert to it. I mean, send more drones out there, I say. Keep these cricketers on their toes. I mean, Stuart Broad tried to warn us last year, right?
Stop moving the robot!
Anyway, in the second test, Warner scored a double century in his 100th test.
Yeah.
It's all very predictable.
Yeah, yeah. Perhaps less predictable, he did a celebratory leap after he got to the double century and then had to retire hurt because he was too cramped to actually complete that leap successfully.
Yeah.
And then came out the next day and was bowled first ball, which was just a perfect... David Warner piece of comedy cricket.
Yeah, it was magnificent. It was really wonderful. And then he got player of the series for that first ball.
Yeah.
Almost duck.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of people were angry about it, but clearly deserved it based upon that.
Was Brett Lee angry about it?
Brett Lee, yeah, he thought it was very unsportsmanship-like.
Yeah.
But Warner's now has 100 in his 100th ODI and a double 100 in his 100th test, and he's currently on 99 T20 internationals. So what's he going to do for his 100th T20 international?
I hope they drop him.
That'd be very funny. Just stuck on there. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, I guess he's going to score a triple?
Triple? Yeah, probably at least a triple, I would have thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
So onto the third test, what were the highlights of this one?
Mana set fire to his helmet.
Yeah. Not quite sure what he was trying to do with that, but he got a bit bored out in the middle and decided...
No one really knows, but he was calling for the lighter. He was just miming having a bit of a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he might have wanted to toast some sandwiches that he might have in his pocket or something.
Yeah.
But no, he apparently just wanted to burn a little bit of his helmet off for whatever reasons.
Yeah. I guess... I like that. I want to have a smoke, and in the dressing room they're going, I think he wants wants a smoke. Well, we better take a lighter out then.
Yep. Sorted it out.
Yep.
Yes. We also had low slip catches suddenly not counting during the third test. I think there were three catches that were, I think in most other tests would have been given out, and Richard Kettleborough just said, nah, they're all no good.
It was incredible. We spent a lot of time looking at those catches.
We spent at least, I mean, there was a lot of time taken out of the test for rain and bad light and wet outfields, and just as much, I think, from Richard Kettleborough looking at catches that he decided not to give. Should other forms of dismissal just be ruled out based on Richard Kettleborough's whim?
Only Richard Kettleborough is allowed to rule them out. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best umpires. We'll let him do it.
Yeah, I think he's got a big wheel up in the third umpire box. He just spins it and says, all right, there's no LBWs this test. I'm going to give them all not out. I'm going to adjust the Hawkeye, sort it all out.
And Kettleborough is now requiring the teams to continually improve, though. That's what I like about it. That's not a good enough catch, Steve Smith. You need to improve.
Get it a bit further off the ground.
Maybe next test he won't, accept Stark bowling but kissing the off stump. You've got to knock two stumps out before it's out. Yeah. One stump, not out.
Yes. I think another highlight was Travis Head is now Australia's number one spinner. He now officially has a better bowling average than Nathan Lyon. He's just gone under him. So.
That's right. He's now officially the goat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The new goat, the head goat.
The head goat, and Nathan Lyon is the ex-goat.
Yes, fair enough.
Yeah.
What about poor old Dean Elgar?
Oh, I'm so sad about poor old Dean Elgar. He's got this terrible batting average as a captain, which is barely his double figures.
Yeah. It was, not quite, 9.93 for the series. And it was like the second worst batting average as a captain in Australia in living memory. So I think he was only beaten by renowned wielder of the bat, Courtney Walsh, who had 7.75. So a bit sad for poor old Dean Elgar.
Yeah, very sad. And also sad for Matt Renshaw.
Yes.
He caught COVID and he got to just sort of sit on his own in a corner for a while.
Yeah, so he made his way back into the test team and was all very excited. I think Peckham said, come out, play some positive test cricket, and Matt Renshaw took that completely the wrong way in terms of positive tests and failed his RAT test and got to just hang around. Came out, scored 5 not out. He scored the 5 not out that Usman Khawaja desperately needed to bring up his double century, stranded as he was on 195.
He stole that 5 from Usman, didn't he?
Yep. And we also had Ashton Agar playing test cricket again, which is always nice to see.
Yeah, that's right. That's a lot of potential spinners. I mean, Matt Renshaw should have been rolling the arm over as well.
Yeah, I think he does at times. So, yeah, I think Ashton Agar was like the number 7 spinner in that lineup after Labuschagne, Smith.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, it's a new year, so it's time for a new sponsorship or an old sponsorship repurpose. So this is the perfect chance to sign up to my Patreon for just a couple of bucks a month. You can get access to daily report cards on every Australian match, men and women, as well as reports on any other countries that are playing matches in convenient time zones for me to watch. So, yeah, you can get that, discount codes on all the books and games at my online store, sneak peeks at future projects, all kinds of good things over at my Patreon site. And it even supports this podcast, right?
Of course, yes, indeed. So if you enjoy the show and you want to support it, and you're too lazy to perhaps go and do an honest 5-star review, what you can do instead is sign up to Dan's Patreon over at patreon.com/leibcricket.
Yes, and that'll help keep Can't Bowl, Can't Throw going throughout 2023.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
Okay, it's time for our quiz. We haven't played this for a while, but it's a game of Bazball Autocomplete was the last one I think we played, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah, so the last thing we did before we went away on holidays was have a game of Bazball Autocomplete. And given that 2023 is an Ashes year, it's probably only fair that we gave the Australians a chance to play this game as well. So we did England last year. We'll start the year with Australia. And the quiz basically works, and Kat will be the one playing this quiz again. I think you got 1 out of 6 last time for Bazball Autocomplete.
Yeah, that's about right.
So maybe you can do better with the Australians. So basically, I did a search for several key Australian cricketers and I asked Google to autocomplete the search. So I'll give you a list of 4 autocompletes. 3 of them are real, 1 is made up, and you just have to tell me which one is fake. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So question 1. This is the autocomplete. Is Pat Cummins A, Irish, B, the best bowler in the world, C, related to Nick Cummins, D, a hypocrite? Is Pat Cummins Irish, the best bowler in the world, related to Nick Cummins, or a hypocrite? What did people ask?
Surely they didn't ask, is he Irish? But that's too obvious. So is he... You didn't even give me the easy one, which is always every cricketer, is Pat Cummins married?
Yeah. There may be one of those be further down.
All right, okay. Is Pat Cummins a hypocrite? I'm going to say that is real. So I'm going to say the one that isn't real is Pat Cummins related to Nick Cummins.
No, that's a real one. The fake one is Pat Cummins a hypocrite? No one's asking that. People know that. That's as good as the day is long. People are also asking if he's Irish. Apparently, I think they've mistaken Pat for Paddy.
Paddy Cummins. Yeah, Patrick, St. Patrick's Day Cummins. Well,
people Google some crazy things.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, question two. So none out of one so far.
Yeah.
Question two: is David Warner A, left-handed, B, right-handed, C, vegan, D, suspended?
Well, is David Warner suspended has to be true. There's a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't... I mean, he could have been suspended and still scored a double century.
Yeah,
easily.
Nothing could stop him.
Yeah. Is he left-handed? Is he right-handed? I mean, I wouldn't be Googling that. But I think one of those... What was the other one? Vegan. Oh, no one could possibly think that he was vegan. I think I'm going to say that is the one that is fake, yeah.
No, the one that's fake is suspended. People know that Dave Warner's probably suspended at any given moment. They don't have to Google that. But they're Googling both whether he's left-handed or right-handed and whether he's vegan, apparently.
That's the same person.
Yeah, possibly.
Is he left-handed? No. Shit, I better Google the other one then.
He might be ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Question three. So none out of two.
Mm.
Is Steve Smith A, good leg spinner, B, captain, C, still playing cricket, D, a father? Is Steve Smith a good leg spinner, captain, still playing cricket, or a father?
I think it's the first one. I think, is Steve Smith a good leg spinner, is what people are not Googling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. No one's Googling whether Steve Smith's a good leg spinner. That's presumably also settled. No need to Google that one.
Fantastic. That means I get one
right.
You're
one out of three, yeah.
As good as baseball now.
Well, and you've got three to go, so you could improve on this.
Yeah.
Question four. Is Marnus Labuschagne A, religious, B, better than Steve Smith, C, an Australian citizen, D, a cricket keeper?
A
cricket keeper.
Oh, come on. Surely people aren't Googling that.
Religious, B, better than Steve Smith, C, an Australian citizen, or D, a cricket keeper?
I don't think you could have made up a cricket keeper. I think that has to be true. They're probably Googling that. Is Marnus Labuschagne better than Steve Smith?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
That's your answer. Yeah, that's correct as well. Hey. So there we go. 2 out of 4, 50% here.
Nobody is asking that.
No one's asking that. No. All right. Question five. Is Scott Boland A, asthmatic, B, playing in the Boxing Day test, C, on a hat trick, D, related to Warren Boland?
Oh, good grief. I don't even know who Warren Boland is.
Warren Boland is very obscure. It's like an old commentator of rugby league from the 1980s, I think. Quite sure. Anyway, maybe fake or maybe true. Anyway, is Scott Boland A, asthmatic, B, playing in the Boxing Day test, C, on a hat trick, D, related to Warren Boland?
Well, the fact that you knew who Warren Boland was made me think that perhaps you've made that one up. But I think that... Is he on a hat trick? I mean, he's always on a hat trick. I'm pretty sure people would be Googling that. That has to be an autocomplete. And is he playing in the Boxing Day test again? Every year people ask this question. So what was the other one?
Asthmatic.
Is he asthmatic? That has to be it. Is Scott Boland asthmatic? Never autocomplete.
That wasn't autocomplete. people were not Googling, is he on a hat trick?
Ah, okay. Because they're watching.
Yeah.
They were watching.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still on two out of five.
Two out of five now. One to go.
Although 2 out of 5. I mean, I really have my finger on the pulse of the Australian public. I presume there are any Australians who are Googling this.
You would imagine so. Mm. Question six, last one. Is Justin Langer A, a black belt, B, hard done by, C, going to coach England, D, a commentator?
Is Justin Langer a commentator? I think people incredulously would be Googling that.
Yeah.
Is he a black belt? I think, again, I'm pretty sure people are Googling that. The other ones, is Justin Langer hard done by?
Or going to coach England.
It's one of those two. I think let's go with nobody's asking, is Justin Langer hard done by?
That's correct. There you go. 3 out of 6. Much better at Australia versus England.
My goodness.
I think that means you are smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
I can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Mueller Award.
We're back with the Mueller Award, which celebrates things that are crazy and ridiculous and fantastic about cricket. All the things that we didn't cram into the Australia-South Africa series. I think there could have been about 5,000 Mueller nominations from there, but I don't think we were using any of those. We've come up with three or four other ones to nominate.
Indeed. We are going back to the BBL.
Mm-hmm.
And Zampa Mankad was not the only weird attempt or weird wicket in recent times. Michael Nisa is hopping around like a kangaroo on the boundary rope and chucking the ball up in the air two or three times to get one of those juggling catches. And people got furious about it. I'm not quite sure why, because people have been doing this kind of catch for a long time.
But I think they got furious because this time he spent like about half an hour on the other side of the rope just jumping up and down.
As long as he was in the air and he touched the ball, it seemed to not matter how many times he hit the ground.
Yeah, we were watching this live and Glenn Maxwell was straight onto it. I think every other commentator when we were watching was just going, oh, no, that's
not a catch.
You're clowning around. Nisa, what are you doing? That's a six. And Maxwell's going, well, that's a six. I think Maxwell spends all night studying the laws of the game, knowing exactly what he can and can't do on a boundary rope.
Yeah.
And he knew that what Michael Nisa had done was legit.
Well, Maxwell is the king of the juggling boundary catch. He would know the rules intricately here, and I think he was correct.
Yeah, I would like to see the next fielder who takes a catch like that do, while they're tossing the ball up, also juggle some other things, do some, card tricks, some sleight of hand.
Yes.
Yeah, make a real show of it if you're gonna be dancing around on the outfield.
Get
like
the crowd to chuck them a beer bottle and a couple of other things, a tube of sunscreen.
Yeah. So that was one nomination. Another nomination that almost slipped by me, the Sydney Thunder were bowled out for 15. That happened a long time ago now, but I don't think we cannot nominate it, right?
No, it feels like that happened. Well, I guess it did happen at the start of the season. And and they are, they do have the crown now as the green Sydney and the green Melbourne are the worst, aren't they?
Although the Thunder have recovered and they're now back in the top three or four teams.
Oh my goodness.
They're any team that's bowled out for 15, must be a contender to win the comp, apparently.
Yeah.
What else have we got here?
There was one that kind of slipped by me that you told me about, and it was former PM Scott Morrison, and this must have been when he was PM, right?
Yeah, this was shortly after Tim Payne was given the flick, and it was in that brief gap when we had a Cummins-Morrison leadership
partnership. And so the leadership group also at that point had Justin Langer in it.
This was during the Ashes.
And Morrison added Pat Cummins to a WhatsApp group with Langer and himself. And no one else, presumably. And that was named The Legends.
Yes.
And that is just awful.
Yeah.
And where did you hear about this? It's coming out in the Test Season 2, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming out in the Test Season 2, which is out on Friday, I think. So I think it's safe to assume there will be a jail time segment next week after we've watched that. But even worse than Morrison adding Cummins and Langer to this The Legends WhatsApp group, Cummins already had a WhatsApp group called The Legends, which consisted of the bowlers in the team. So presumably Hazelwood and Stark and Lyon and maybe Cameron Green gets in there, maybe not yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. I'm hoping that at least one of these Legends names is tongue-in-cheek. it's your guess as to which one might be more tongue-in-cheek than the others. Anyway, so apparently Cummins had to be consistently wary of posting to the wrong group and apparently did send a couple of memes to JL and former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, which he had to delete very quickly. So looking forward to more revelations such as this when the Test Season 2 comes around.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to just publish whatever Morrison was talking about with Cummins and Langer? That would be hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. It would be something, that's for sure.
Mm.
What else have we got here? We've got Pakistan and New Zealand.
Pakistan and New Zealand had a wonderful match, a real thriller with three overs left. Last day, one wicket for New Zealand to get and I think 16 runs for Pakistan to win the match.
Yeah, very exciting finish. Who could possibly could have been a tie?
Could have been a tie. All four results were possible and in the end, the result that said they were going off for bad luck was the one that won, sadly.
Yes.
And what an incredible sport.
It's a great sport, isn't it? When everything's very exciting, then, let's go off. Floodlights on. Doesn't matter. We've had enough of this. Let's call it a draw.
There can't be anyone watching.
No.
Yeah, the game's petered out.
Yep.
Day five. There's three overs left. Who's watching?
Yeah. Call it off.
Mm.
And finally, we've got Elise Perry. She's back as a Muller nomination. This time, she's decided to reinvent herself as a middle-order dasher. So she's changed her mind on what kind of cricketer she is again.
She's had every role, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In the past couple of games for Victoria in the WNCL, she's scored two centuries in a row from about 80 balls each.
Oh, incredible.
So she's We thought she might be winding down a career. She seemed to have been pushed out of the T20 side in favour of Talia McGrath, but she's back and she's decided, no, I'm going to just still be a legend again.
Yeah.
Maybe she's in the legend WhatsApp group with the male bowlers as well.
With the fast bowlers.
Yeah.
And Meg Lanning's back too, right?
She is, speaking of legends. Yeah. Yes. So she's just in time for an upcoming series against Pakistan, which I think starts next week as well. So plenty to talk about next week.
But in the meantime, she's been playing with Elise Perry batting for Victoria, and I think she made 30-something and then 61. So straight back into it, straight back into making dozens of runs.
And straight back as captain for the upcoming T20 World Cup.
Fantastic.
So that should be very good. So who's going to get our Muller Award this week?
Oh, I think we've got to give it to Scott Morrison. Oh, no, Pat Cummins, perhaps.
No, give it to Scott. I think he doesn't have anything else anymore.
No.
So congratulations to Scott Morrison. You get the Muller Award. You're an absolute Muller legend.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the WhatsApp group. You've been listening to Dan Lipke. That's me. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter and Mastodon.
I am on Mastodon. I have no idea who I am there.
Yeah.
Probably Cricket Bat Cat. I am on Twitter.
Yes. And you can also follow us on Carpothro. I don't think that's on Mastodon at all. You can just follow us on Twitter there or like us on Facebook or search for Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. And we will see you all next week.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.